is the foundation of our relationship with Christ. Okay? You got Exodus 26. Okay, let's look down in verse number 15. And thou shalt make boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood standing up. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and 1.5 cubits shall be the breadth of one board. 2 tenons shall there be in one board, set in order, one against another. Thus shalt thou make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And thou shalt make the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards on the south side. And thou shalt make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for his 2 tenons, 2 sockets under another board for his 2 tenons. And for the second side of the tabernacle on the north side, there shall be 20 boards. And there are 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. And for the sides of the tabernacle westward, thou shalt make 6 boards. And 2 boards shalt thou make for the corners of the tabernacle and the sides. And they shall be coupled together beneath, and they shall be coupled together above the head of it unto one ring. Thus shall it be for them both, they shall be for the 2 corners. They shall be 8 boards in their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. And thou shalt make the bars of shittim wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, 5 bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle for the 2 sides westward. Okay? Great. That was edifying. Right? All right, hang on. It gets better, I promise. All right, look over at Exodus chapter 38 with me, would you? Exodus chapter 38. Uh-oh, that's 39. That's why it's not what I'm looking for. Okay. Exodus 38, verse 25. And the silver of them that were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents and 1,763.15 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, a bekah for every man, that is, half a shekel, after the shekel of the sanctuary, for every one that went to be numbered from 20 years old and upward, 603,550 men. And of the 100 talents of silver were cast the sockets of the sanctuary and the sockets of the veil, 100 sockets of the 100 talents, a talent for a socket. All right, now this is very important to the significance of the foundation of the tabernacle. Okay? The foundation of the building itself was sockets of silver. Now, if you hear the term socket, most of you men think of a round, maybe chrome finished tool that on the inside has 6 sides. And you have a SAE set and you got a metric set, right? Okay? Some of you for socket are thinking electric socket or light socket. Okay? What exactly is a socket? All right, it's a base. Okay, it's a hole that something's going to plug into. We'll show you a picture here in a second. But the sockets were the foundational blocks that the walls rested on. Okay, you got the sockets that sat on the ground, and every board of the tabernacle had 2 tenons, not tendon, but tenons. Okay. The tenon basically was a spike coming out of the bottom of the board, okay? So to allow it to go into the hole and have a place to stand. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But those sockets became the foundation. Now, if we're going to build a building now and we have a foundation, whether the building is going to be a concrete slab or whether the building is going to have floor joists, we still dig and pour a foundation, right? We dig down. We pour concrete, and depending on the size of the building and the codes and all that, it's usually at least 1 foot deep, you know, maybe deeper, maybe reinforced with iron or steel bar. And so we're going to dig down and build a foundation, build something solid. Okay, that part gets covered up with dirt. It gets covered up with parts that look better, but that is one of the most crucial aspects of the building. If your foundation's not solid, it begins to settle and things crack. We've seen that here in our building from time to time. But the foundation is essential. Only remember the place of the tabernacle that we mentioned briefly last week. What place was the tabernacle going to be set up? What one place? Well, there isn't just one place. It was going to move from place to place. So it had to be portable, and yet where were they going to set this thing up? Where were they wandering for the next 39 years? In the wilderness, okay? What do we know about the desert? I mean, now, where were they wandering? You say, well, you know, the Sinai, desert, somewhere. Today, if you go look it up on a map, it's called the Negev, okay? If you look at the Negev, that's the desert south of Israel, kind of towards the tip. You know, you got the two fingers of the Red Sea, down towards the tip of the Red Sea, okay? That part of the desert, it's brutally hot all the time. And what else do you get in the desert? You get winds and sandstorms, okay? So we're going to throw up a tent that's about 45 feet long and 10 cubits tall, which is 15 feet. Okay, so we're going to throw up a 15-foot high wall, and it's got to stand up to desert sandstorm winds. Okay, so we're not just going to take a plastic 6-inch tent peg and tie off to that. Okay, that's not going to get the job done. The foundation has to be sturdy enough to hold the weight of the walls. The boards of the walls were 10 cubits high. I already told you that's 15 feet high. Okay, so standing up, we're talking about at least from the floor to the top of the balcony rail there. Okay, maybe a little taller. So now, they were a cubit and a half wide. All right, how many of you men that have built something have ever messed with a board that was 27 inches wide? Okay, if you did, it was really heavy. Okay, I mean, a 2x10 or a 2x12 is all you want to mess with, right? So now take a 2x12, stand it upright when it's 14 feet tall, all right, and then double it. All right, that's the kind of boards we're talking about. We're talking about a whole lot of weight. Okay, so the foundation has to be able to support it and provide enough support that in the storms and in the winds and just the day-to-day life that it can stand up. Okay, now, I had pictured for a long time, I had pictured maybe a little piece like this. That, you know, you got a little piece like this and a hole maybe about this big and the spike went down in it. I don't know exactly what size the tenon or the spike was that went down in it. But you see here in Exodus 38, it says at the end of verse 27, a talent for a socket. Okay? A talent in the Bible as a measure of weight is how much? 75 to 90 pounds. You know, depending on what you use, anywhere in that 75 to 100 pounds, and most of the Bible dictionaries today lean towards about 90 pounds. Okay? Now think about that. We're going to make a socket out of 90 pounds of silver. Okay? It's not going to be like this. Okay? It's going to be a good size block. Now, I thought I had 3 minutes, as has already been documented, so I didn't get a chance to focus this yet. Hey, look at that. It works. All right, now, what we're looking at on these foundational blocks, now this is one Bible student's guess on how they might have connected together. All we're told about the sockets is that there was two sockets under each board, so each socket had one hole in it, all right? Now this guy, and it makes sense to me, but this guy was guessing that they notched, like they did almost a tongue and groove kind of idea, or like you would with a jigsaw puzzle. You got a notch and then a little piece that goes in it. So if I could take this block on the left and raise it up and then slide it down in, the tongue on this one would slide in the groove and it would allow the foundation to interlock all the way down. Okay, whether it interlocked or not, they're all going to be one right up next to the other. But these blocks, these foundational blocks, we're going to be about, I had it written down here, now I can't find it. Okay, the blocks are going to be, you know, a foot tall, something like that. So then you got a hole that goes down in there. So then you can put a really significant spike. All right, but you've got two of these for each board. So that's where we get the distance. Each board was a cubit and a half. So that a cubit and a half is 27 inches, all right? So each one of these was 13 and a half inches wide. Put them right up next to each other. Two of those under, it fits exactly under a 27-inch board, All right? Now, you've got 100 of these. Okay, so let's do some real quick math. 90 pounds times 100 is how much weight? I thought it was easy. Just add some zeros. 9,000 pounds, right? Okay, so the Levites that were responsible for the sockets and the boards and all that, when they were moving around in the wilderness, they had to lug around 9,000 pounds or 4.5 tons of silver. Now you understand why some of them got wagons. Because this was a whole lot of weight. This was a significant block. Okay? Now, why was it significant? All right, that's kind of what it looks like and its function. Verse 26 told us that it came from those that came to be numbered, a half a shekel for every man. That is significant as well. Because you remember God told Moses that the firstborn of every animal was to be offered as a sacrifice. Or if it was not a sacrificial animal, say it was a horse, which was not an animal to be offered as a sacrifice, they were to break its neck. In other words, this one is for the Lord, it's not for my use. Okay? So all the animals were the first fruits, the tithe, if you will, belonged to God. But it says, the firstborn of a man thou shalt redeem. God never, ever, ever condoned human sacrifice. Okay? The firstborn of a man was to be redeemed. So from the time God gave the law on, then they were to offer an offering to redeem the firstborn son. Now, when Moses came down off the mountain, he went and told them, this is what God said, a half a shekel is your redemption money. And further back, when they had collected the offering, Moses gave this instruction. He said, the rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less. Every man brings a half a shekel. Okay? Now, that is a point that we'll tie in here in just a minute. Everyone was to bring a half a shekel. When they had 603,000 and so many, it added up to just a little over 100 talents. The two men, Bezalel and Aholiab, that were the craftsmen, took that silver and made these blocks to form the foundation of the tabernacle. Now, that's the mechanics of it. What is the significance of that? What does the foundation of the tabernacle teach us? The foundation of the tabernacle was redemption money. The foundation is our redemption, which is Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11 says, other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 2 says, in describing the church as a body that grows fitly framed and joined together, says, we're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. Okay? And so the foundation of the tabernacle and this silver pictures the Lord Jesus Christ. The foundation of the tabernacle is Christ. Everything in the tabernacle points to Christ. But before we get to the point where we can have fellowship with God, we have to have the redemption in Christ. Okay? That's the starting point for everything else that's pictured for us in the tabernacle. This redemption in Christ, this redemption money, if you will. And because it was going to later give us a tremendous picture of Christ's redemption, that's why the instruction was significant that says, the rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less. Why? Because the New Testament would tell us, for ye are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold received by vain tradition from your fathers, but with the blood of Christ. See, there is no monetary price that we can give for our redemption. It's a good thing. Because if the price was set with any significance at all, most of us are out of luck. Okay? If it matters if I have to open up my wallet and whatever I have there is to purchase my redemption, I'm in trouble, and everybody in here except Pastor Stevens is in trouble too. He's loaded. Okay? But But the point I'm making is that when it came to redemption, everybody's equal. Everybody's equal. And every person is equally valuable. James in the New Testament condemns strongly those believers that were showing favor to the rich and discarding the poor. Okay? Every person is equally valuable in the sight of God. And so when it comes to the redemption, everyone offered the same offering, which pictures all men are equally valuable in the sight of God. And all men's redemption is the same way through the same one, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the foundation of the tabernacle was built from the silver of the redemption money. That became those blocks. Now, it helped me to see pictures, and hopefully it'll help you too. Now, like we said, we're talking about building blocks that are about 90 pounds of silver. All right? That's going to be strong enough, if you get a good stake in there, to withstand any winds that are coming around. Okay? Now, Christ, the foundation, is strong enough to support us. We read a little bit already in Exodus 26 about the boards and the tenons. I want to make a point here. It's not original with me. Many commentators have observed this, but it's worth making this point. In Exodus 26, in the different places where we find the word tenon, if you were to find a Bible dictionary and look it up, they're going to tell you that the word there is the Hebrew word yad, which is hand. Okay? So the hand, the tenon, or the hand, is what grabbed onto the foundation. Okay? What is that picture? That picture is that if I'm going to grab onto anything for my salvation, I hold on to Christ. I rest in Christ and Christ alone. That is, the only thing we can do is to reach out to Christ in faith and say, Lord, save me, just like Peter did when he was about ready to sink under the water. The hands take hold of Christ, the foundation. That's it. Now, it's important that the silver, the redemption of Christ, was not on the top. The foundation's not on the top, it's on the bottom. Okay? If the foundation's on the top, then it's up to the boards to support it, and then it would say, all right, it's up to me to keep myself saved. No. The foundation's on the bottom, and all the weight of the boards, the walls, and the New Testament describes believers as a building fitly framed together and joined. So if the building pictures us in some small way, it pictures for us that we, as God's building, rest upon the foundation of Christ. Christ supports us. Christ sustains us. We do nothing to obtain our salvation except trust Christ. And that's not a work. That's just simply me saying, all right, I'll accept what the gift you've offered. And then I rest on Christ. I lean on Him. He is my support. So the tenons latch on to the foundation. Once it goes into that block, you've got board sitting on top of block, you can't see the tenon. That picture, I think, pictures faith. That is, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things what? Not seen. It is faith, through ultimately faith in the Word of God, that grants us assurance of our salvation, assurance of our relationship with God, and so forth. But that's not something that we parade out in front of everybody necessarily. It's hidden, but it's essential. That faith, which by which we receive Christ's salvation, becomes the foundation upon which the rest of the building rests. Okay? There's going to be ropes, and there's going to be bars, and there's going to be other things, other pieces, but the foundation of the tabernacle is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, another aspect of having blocks like this, they would try to find a flat spot and set it up. You know, they might have to get some shovels and, you know, take the tops off a few little humps here. That was probably a lot of work involved in setting this tabernacle up. But you know, when we go to build something, we dig in the earth and try to, you know, either use bedrock or use concrete to attach it to the earth, and then we've got a fixed place. This tabernacle had a foundation that was strong and secure, but it was not attached to the earth. Okay, what does that tell us? that we don't belong in this world either. This world is not my home. I'm just what? Passing through. And Christ, the foundation, never changed, but they were not to get too attached to one spot because God might move around a little bit. And they did. But Christ, the foundation, was always the same, even though it symbolized what we read in Hebrews 11 of Abraham. He looked for a city that hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Okay? They were looking for that permanent dwelling, as another songwriter said, though I find here no permanent dwelling. Okay? Again, kind of from the picture of the tabernacle, the foundation of our relationship with God is our redemption in Christ. And wherever God may place us in His harvest field, the foundation remains the same, but let's not get too attached. Okay? So, the foundation of the tabernacle is Christ. It is our salvation in Christ. The foundation is our redemption, which then forms the basis of building the building. You're going to have boards. We'll talk a little bit more about that next week. You're going to have bars to stabilize things. Okay? But all of that rests on sockets. Now, if your eyes just gloss over when you hear that, you miss some things. And it's not the most attractive thing. When you think of the pictures, the artist renderings that you've seen of the tabernacle, we don't necessarily think of silver building blocks, do we? Sockets, tenons, yeah, that's boring. Tell me about gold-plated boards. Tell me about an ark. Tell me about a mercy seat. And boy, I'm glad for the mercy seat. But you know, it starts with something that may not be viewed as valuable by some, but it is essential. Does that not picture the Lord Jesus Christ? How that He was despised and rejected of men and viewed as less valuable or not valuable? Of course, that much silver is valuable. But one of the most valuable pieces of the tabernacle is so often overlooked. That is the redemption money that provided the foundation. Then we're going to build boards, and each board's going to have a hook on it, and you're going to have a bar and those kinds of things. And all of this, we're talking about tremendous weight. You men that have messed with building materials a little bit, you know that if you got a board that's 27 inches wide and 15 feet tall, good luck standing here and trying to hold it up if you get the least little bit of wind. It's coming down on your head. And we're talking about a tremendous amount of weight. Okay? There was 20 of these on the long side of the tabernacle. And all of that weight and all of that stress never harmed the foundation. The foundation was strong enough to handle it. Okay? Hebrews chapter 6 says, which anchor we have as a foundation of our soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that which is within the veil, even Christ. And when you really understand just how much weight and how much strength it takes to support even a tent that's 15 by 45, okay? Just even in that, in the foundation, we get a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our rock, our Redeemer. The foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11. And everything that we build is built on the foundation of Christ. And nothing that God asks us to build will stress out our foundation that we have in Christ. He is strong enough to support us, to sustain us, and to support any and everything He either asks us to do or allows us to endure. The foundation of the tabernacle, the foundation of our relationship with God, is the redemption that we know is found in Christ Jesus.